And New Orleans voters knew Jefferson had been caught with $90,000 in his freezer when they reelected him last year. That means one of two things. Either New Orleanians don't mind a little magic money here and there, or they don't trust the FBI. Either way, unless he's convicted, Congressman Jefferson may still hold on to his seat. For more on the Crescent City state of mind, I've called up Silas Lee. He's a national pollster based in New Orleans. He even polled for Jefferson when the congressman ran for reelection. Silas, welcome.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, how did Congressman Jefferson manage to beat a talented field of challengers last year in spite of the FBI raid?
Well, you have to keep it in perspective that he did have a base, but more importantly, he was a very aggressive campaigner. He worked tirelessly. People did feel that he was a very effective congressman. Keep in mind, he had represented the district for more than 15 to 16 years, as well as being a state senator. And he developed relationships with people in terms of delivering services, being responsive to their needs as constituents. And what we noticed is that people said that we're going to stand by you, we're not going to let you down, and let's see what happens. And that's what you saw in the campaign, where he worked aggressively, and he was able to keep voters focused on the fact that he was a tireless worker and there for them. Whereas many of his opponents, their strategy was simply to remind voters, I am not Bill Jefferson, and therefore you should vote for me. And that was not enough for voters.
Now, can you break down for us what areas William Jefferson's district covers?
Well, it covers the city as well as parts of Jefferson Parish, which is across the river. So the entire city of New Orleans, pretty much, it might leave out a portion of the city that goes into Jefferson Parish.
Is there a groundswell, do you think, of public opinion against the government? You had a situation in Philadelphia where you had another federal government raid on a public official, and that in some ways may have helped him stay in office. Is there a general anti-federal government sentiment?
That to some degree, yes, but every case like this, in terms of a raid and so forth, is kept in perspective on a local level. So when people talk about the incident with Congressman Jefferson, his offices and his house being raided, they don't mention what happened in Philadelphia with John Street or other incidents. They say, oh, yes, sometime the government, they will overstep their bounds. They don't mention specific incidents. So you do have that undercurrent, but you don't have any specificity quite often.
Now, we have a blog called News and Views that's on our website, and we get blog posts. One of them seems to echo the sentiments of at least a few New Orleanians that New Orleans politics has always been dirty, and people are making a big deal of it this time because for the first time, the official on the receiving end is black. Do you think that that point of view gets to what we were just talking about, that it's, you know, there's a lot of people who have done a lot of things in New Orleans and Louisiana to take care of business, and now, regardless of whether or not the congressman is guilty or innocent, that has not been decided, there is a different kind of attention because he is African-American.
We need to put it in perspective and be very balanced with the analysis in terms of corruption and misdeeds of elected officials. Certainly, that did not begin or end, nor does it end in New Orleans, nor Louisiana. This broad brush generalization that Louisiana happens to be the centerpiece and the only place for corruption is totally wrong. It's disingenuous to even say that and think that. But people tend to generalize and use that as fodder. If you want to talk about corruption, look at Illinois, look at New York, look at Boston, look at Texas, look at any place in this country. You will find incidents of corruption or misdeeds by elected officials. So it's not limited to anyone. We have to be very careful about that.
Finally, are you continuing to advise the congressman as he goes and moves forward into whatever legal actions he will have to defend himself in?
No, I'm not an attorney. I was his pollster from the time he first sought the seat in 1991 up until the present. So I'm not advising him in any capacity.
All right. Well, we certainly are going to keep following this story. Silas Lee, thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Silas Lee is a national pollster. He also runs his own public opinion research company, Silas Lee and Associates in New Orleans.